Hi there, welcome to today's episode of the Secret Podcast, and we are going to be talking about what to do when you receive an unexpected or maybe even unwanted delivery from the universe. Okay, so years ago, I was in deep manifesting mode. I wanted to call in my dream job, something with flexible hours, deeply meaningful work that meant a lot to me, fun colleagues in a great working environment. So I put all of my energy into making that vision a reality. And the universe delivered a micromanaging boss, an office drama that could fuel a reality TV show, like the worst kind, right? So it was complete, like, you know, my work day came complete. The average work day was like I had like to deal with passive aggressive emails. We had like mandatory so-called team building get togethers that nobody wanted to attend. And it was not exactly the supportive workplace culture I had in mind. So you probably know what it feels like to receive your desire wrapped in completely different packaging than you expected. One of those curveball moments that make you go, excuse me, universe, but I'm pretty sure this isn't what I ordered. So I used to think I had two options when something like that happened to me. One, I'd get frustrated and declare that this whole manifesting thing is totally broken, or worse, that something's wrong with me, right? The second thing that I would do sometimes is force myself to be spiritual about it all and pretend I'm thrilled with my cosmic consolation prize when I felt the exact opposite in my heart. But here's what I've discovered about those missed cosmic orders after years of diving deep into this work. Wrong orders from the universe can actually be portals to something far more magical than anything we could have originally requested. A few months ago, I was chatting with someone who'd been manifesting her soulmate for what felt like forever. When she finally met someone who seemed perfect on paper, the relationship unfortunately turned out to be extremely emotionally draining and manipulative. So she, of course, felt so disappointed. She felt defeated until she realized that the experience had taught her exactly what genuine love feels like and what isn't genuine love, what she truly wanted. 6 months later, she met her actual person. So I'm glad to report, someone who brings out the best in her every single day. The universe was saying yes to her desire for true love and delivering the wisdom she needed to recognize it. Stories like this are why I now celebrate the plot twists that I receive sometimes from the universe. So here's what I do when I receive those quote unquote wrong cosmic orders. When what I want to manifest, so first thing I do, when what I want to manifest seems to arrive in the wrong packaging, I practice one healing breath of curiosity, breathing in as always for 3 counts, out for 6, and I ask what might be the gift within this unexpected turn of events. Another thing I like to do is, instead of forcing gratitude or positivity, which, as you might know, if you read my book, Manifest Anything You Want, I am not at all about forced gratitude or positivity, right? It has to be genuine. So what I do instead is I get radically honest about how I'm actually feeling. Sometimes I say out loud, this isn't what I asked for and I'm disappointed. And I'm open to discovering why this might actually be better. So just saying that out loud it puts me into the energy of being open for new beautiful things to enter into my reality. Then the other thing I like to do is I like to look for hidden for the hidden breadcrumb trail. Those subtle cues showing how this missed manifesting order is actually redirecting me towards something that fits my life and my world perfectly. So what happened with that job that made me dread Mondays? It taught me to value my boundaries, taught me how to set up my boundaries, how to hold my boundaries, how to value my boundaries, and showed me exactly the kind of work environment that lights me up. I discovered what didn't light me up, and therefore I learned what truly does light me up. And spoiler alert, doing deeply meaningful work as an author and an entrepreneur, that's what lights me up, and it's exactly where I am now, right? So this is the kind of divine orchestration that, you know, never fails to take my breath away. The universe is constantly weaving magic beyond our understanding and always delivering exactly what we need at exactly the right time. So what looks like it's like not working out for you could be, in fact, I'm going to go ahead and say, is definitely working out for you. It's just taking you down the path where you need to, where you will be ready to receive all that you truly desire and more. So that's it for today's episode of The Secret Podcast. Hope you enjoy it. See you either on Instagram, or, you know, maybe you can, if you feel called, feel free to reply to the email where you clicked on this link to listen to this podcast. I hope to connect with you soon. I love hearing from you. So feel free to drop me a note sometime. All right. Have a beautiful day. And here's to manifesting anything you want.